Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F to N Words. And as always, I would love to hear from you. So, hey, if you want to give me a call, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Also, because it's awesome time, right? If you want to talk to me live, like real time live, you don't want to call, you can always jump up in the chat room, smoothdrama.com. You go to the website, smoothdrama.com, jump in the chat room. It's live, it's interactive, and it's anonymous. You can be whoever you want to be, however you want to be. It's thumbs up to whatever you want to do and however you want to do it. That's how we roll in here at Smooth Drama. Social networking, you want to get into the Facebook group. If you're one of the people who survived Facebook's shutdown, people couldn't log into Facebook. I was scared to go outside. I ain't want nobody like falling off a bridge or something, or jumping out of off their balcony and landing on me, killing me, because I know folks is, no Facebook, oh my God, no Instagram, oh my God, no WhatsApp, what am I going to do, I'm going to have to peel my skin off, what am I going to, anyway, so if you have Facebook, and yours is working now, you have to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself and Mr. J, who didn't jump off his balcony or top of his roof or whatever and land and crush anybody. And yeah, dramatic one in the chat room. Like, I didn't even know I was working and living life. I didn't know either. I found out on the news the next day. Like, oh, Facebook went out. I mean, I only cared that Words with Friends was working. So now if my Words with Friends wasn't working, oh my goodness. Now that right there, that would set the brother off. Like, I can't take my turns at Word with Friends. I don't know what I would do. Anyway, you can follow us, add us, wherever you find Smooth Drama. And we can talk a taste on it. So yeah, it was amazing. We'll just say that. It was amazing to see folks lose their damn minds about it. I was like, oh, something happened. So I'm like, that's why there was a weird feeling the other day. That's why it was weird, because folks didn't have their intellectual property of methamphetamine, fentanyl, crack. It all depends on what your internet drug of choice is, right? Because folks like they sniff it, they snort it, they smoke it. Whatever they do with the internet, they do it, and it's crazy. And I mean, in the more scrumptious of apocalypse, especially, things have gotten. I think Chill Rob G is getting kind of hectic. It's been hectic. So, yeah. The apocalypse. It lives on and on and on and on. I mean, and it's something that I'm always harping on. I saw there was a guy. He owns over 200 records, Guinness Book of World Records. And I guess he got another one this weekend where he caught 58 marshmallows in his mouth in 1 minute. And I keep asking, and I'm gonna keep asking. It's like, so if you find out that, you know, you're hanging out at the place of somebody that's got a bunch, he's got over 200 or she's got over 200 Guinness Book of World Records, can you rock with that? I mean, are you not afraid? I mean, I'm a rail on this because I'm just thinking I'd be nervous as hell at somebody's house who owns over 200 Guinness Book of World Records. It's like, so they're like, man, you know, the toughest one was when I had to catch 58 marshmallows in my mouth in a minute. Like, okay. So, I mean, because you got a friend that won't throw 58 marshmallows in your mouth. That right there. I mean, there's some precision to it and all that. But I'm like, why? Yes, I agree. It's useless. It's very, very useless. You put that on your resume. I once took 58 marshmallows in my mouth in a minute. I own the record. I'm not hiring you. Automatically, your weird ass is off the list. Like, I'm not going to have this person. I don't know. I just think, like, people like that, they will become the special kind of serial killers. It's just my thought. I have a prejudice. Useless trip. See, Joyful Settler said kind of like useless trivia skills. You know what? As a useless trivia person, you never know when, see, because y'all don't run in my circles. See, I got super uber nerd circles. And from time to time, you got to pull out some useless trivia skills about whatever. See, because I can go hip-hop, I can go comics, sci-fi, zombie flick. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff. And so we have them conversations. We have those conversations. So I just got to say, it happens. It happens. So I'm just not trying to set a record for it, you know. I have the record for saying the dumbest stuff. I don't know. Then that's it. I mean, because I could be like this lottery winner, right? Because we talking about the we talking about the apocalypse. So there's a reporter asked the dude how he'd spend his winnings, and he was like, well. And I quote, well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go. Yep, I said it. Because he said it. Shreveport, Louisiana. James was, he was interviewed. What did he do? If he won nearly $700 million prize, he said, you know, I'd get me 5 kilos of cocaine and a Mustang. Just probably just going to drive down the street naked in his Mustang. Because he's rich. He could do that. Don't matter no more. But, yeah, he said that. On national TV, it ain't national, but he said it on TV. So that's not anybody seeking attention. That's just That's just somebody keeping it mad real. See, because sometimes we think people are looking for attention. Sometimes folks are just, they just being real. They're being as literal as they can be. I got to get that cocaine. 5 kilos. I don't know how much 5 kilos is. I'm not going to look it up because I don't care. But, yeah. You got, when you got 680 million, is 5 kilos going to break you? Probably not. Probably not. But it does show you how folks are. I mean, there's another dude because we can't just be stuck in the United States. So there was a guy in Turkey. There was a search party, because this dude's wife called authorities after he went drinking with a friend, couldn't find him. So he ends up joining the search party looking for him. He doesn't know it. He's like, see, a whole bunch of people are looking for him. He don't, because he's so drunk, he don't know. And so everybody's out there looking. He's just with them. And so he runs across them in the morning, and he's helping them find the missing person. Then he realized that they're looking for him because everybody starts calling his name. He's like, I'm right here. I'm right here. See, that's the apocalypse right there. You get so drunk, you start looking for yourself. That one right there is special. See, we living in them special times. We living in them special times where it don't have to make sense. It don't have to make sense at all, because that's the pool that we're running from, right? We're just in that swimming pool swimming. Daytime, nighttime, every time is the right time. If you're into that thing, right? I mean, I just, because we stay stuck in certain scenarios that just, for some folks, it just makes sense. Because and see, we keep saying, it's folks wanting attention, whatnot, or you know, things are disgraceful. So, for example, head football coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Urban Meyer. He was at a bar. They lost football game, right? They're 0-4. They suck, right? Well, he was at a bar, and it was a video that went viral, I guess. There was a woman that was grinding on him in the bar because, you know, he's drinking. We suck. He's getting drunk. And so, you know, woman's grinding on him. He's rubbing on her. And it goes viral. You know, he's got a wife and kids, whatnot. And so, I mean, most folks know in the bar that kind of stuff happens. It's bar happenstance, right? It's like that's kind of what happens. Some of it's on purpose, some of it's accidental. You know, grinding action. That means has anybody ever been in the bar or in the club and not seen that happenstance grinding, people dancing, and you know she rolled up on him. She knew who he was. Like, look, and even if she didn't know who he was, it was like, you know, I've been in the club, in the bar, and you're walking by, and you'd be standing there, and somebody just walk up to you and just start grinding on you. It's happened. It's happened. Wasn't that big a deal. I ain't know their name. They ain't know my name. we shared a grinding moment, and then our time on Earth together was done. That was kind of it. And so everybody, like, he lost credibility. So a bunch of football players, the dude was drunk in the bar. He was getting grinded on, and so he reached out and touched her. He might have tickled her fancy. They had a moment, it's done. Now, most people's moments don't go viral, right? Because what happens in the bar, it just happens. Most people don't even remember it, whatever. He probably don't even remember it. Because he was feeling kind of nice to get over the pain that his football team sucks. That was it. Now, most of it is how I said my situations have been, where you just, and a lot of people have done that. You dance with people that you didn't ask their name, they didn't ask your name, and you had to dance, thank you, it was over. The world's a better place. You worked that off. It was all good. Didn't go viral. Nobody cared. Y'all had a dance, y'all had a moment. One moment in time. I don't know. I'm not going to sing because I don't want to kill y'all. I'll be channeling my old dirty bastard. Whatnot. I thought it was interesting that we care that a dude got a lap dance. Something that happens all the time in the world, by the way. And it's not even important. Yeah, now if somebody walked over and peed on me, that's a whole different, like, what's the context? You just walk over like, hey man, I just want to pee on you, or I don't know. I think I need to go on break. So I am. This is Clay Creation. Elevate. Part 2.
While she's screaming for relief from the god of her beliefs, that the same doctors who murdered her claim the neighbors and kids. They burned down prosperous towns because the owners of the businesses were brown. What is Central Park used to be? Do you Google? They don't like when black people are free and frugal. Do you see why black people tired? Now shut the fuck up next time you see a riot. Black citizens on a job don't have a right to defend themselves from white citizens with guns. They used to throw black babies to Davis. Fun. They prevented us from reading and would call us dumb. Chris Dorner tried to report police brutality before he started handing out fatalities and principalities. The thin blue line makes sure they never tell. He's a cautionary tale of many years of hell. Show me 10 cops who don't tell on one bad cop, and I'll show you 11 bad cops. This is hip-hop. Tell the truth of power. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. If you don't speak against people, then you're a coward with no power. It's never wrong to tear down statues of rapists, murderers, and traitors to the nation. Every Confederate can rest in hot piss, and I hope they burn in hell and their reward is damnation. Don't give a if they're your family, they own people. Don't give a if they're your granny, man, they own people. Don't give a about state rights, they own people. This is my fight, I wrote this for my own people. There's a genocidal spirit in the air of this country because evil men were power hungry. Let's think about it. Take a man, rape his wife and daughter, make his son watch. Even then, that ain't enough. Let's take it up a notch. Google how to break a buck. They did this shit to make a buck. Still, they never broke us completely. It wasn't luck. The Lord was with us. The ghosts of my people cry out and touch Jesus and toast us. Speak through the power because I'm supposed to. Officer, please keep your gun up in the holster. Don't want to be a poster. Don't want to be a hashtag. They say obey the laws and the institution, but go and wipe the Constitution on their ass crack. Can't get past that. They thinking that they ethnic great. They trying to build an ethno state. No, this is America. I was born here. My family born here. The flesh of my ancestors was torn here. This is my country. Built on the backs of the blacks and indigenous. The agents of the railroads. The Irish and Italian came over and worked in factories. They pitted us all against each other. And the capitalists looked down from his ivory tower and said, let us create earth in our own image. And on the first day, he created class warfare and looked down and saw it was good. And then on the second day, he created this thing called race. And he said to the sharecroppers and poor whites, you're more valuable than them. While we toil the same field and elevate. Level up, levitate. All the love, all the hate, keep the faith, this is faith.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Clay Creation, Elevate 2. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. So, talking about Facebook. Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram. Folks is having conniptions, heart attacks. Oh my gosh. Apparently. Nobody could peddle ignorance for a bit. And it was too much. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? How am I gonna do? I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I can't just feel bad about myself. I gotta move on. I don't know how to do that. It's kind of funny hearing about it. And then they had the whistleblower lady. Like it was a big deal. She said, oh my gosh, Facebook had research and they want profit over people's happiness. I was like, I don't know no company that don't want profit. You obviously won't have a business if there's no profit. Like, well, yeah, I just want to lose money and have a business, you know. That's where it's at. I'm like, what's the breaking news? I mean, I've seen it all over the news past couple of days. Like, oh my gosh, Facebook, they're gonna come out. They're gonna tell it about Facebook. They want profit. They know that people are not doing good, so we gotta get that profit. I'm like, okay, Facebook wants profit. Somebody by a show of hands want to tell me what company does not want profit? I mean, is there a company out there that don't want profit? I mean, as a businessman, I'm like, yeah, we want to sell a million of everything. We want to sell a million of everything, right? I don't know a time when I like, man, talk to my business partner like, you know what, man, we selling way too much product. We need to do some stuff that's gonna make folks not want to buy from us and start cussing people out or do. I mean, is that market strategy where you tell people don't buy from? I thought it's interesting people are saying that. It's like, we talk about Facebook, but we never talk about, and we talk about the toxic environment that's allowed on Facebook and social media. I'm like, well, you just never thought there was just a bunch of toxic people? Because I go on Facebook and I know people that are on social media, and we have conversations and ain't nothing toxic happening. There are no long internet trails of tears. There's no one hurt or anything. It's really weird that we focus on the instrument, but not the user. Because it's a bunch of losers on social media, right? You know, we did a show talking about individuals who talk about individuals online. And it's like, it's the individuals. If there's a negative, it's those individuals who bring that negativity. Because every tool has the power to be as negative or as positive as they want to be, or they want it to be. Yeah. If you got a gun and you're not out there shooting and killing people, is having a gun a bad thing? Probably not. So I don't know. I mean, I do know, but I don't know where off we speak when we jump on. It's not Facebook or Twitter or any other platform's responsibility to stop people from being ignorant. I can't ask the developers of Facebook, like, hey, I need you to stop people from typing foolish stuff on your platform. How does that happen? You just can't have a platform. I mean, because I see people, you know, we complain about things that we control. Oh, this is too negative. Then don't participate in it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, right? So, I mean, like we talk about TikTok. TikTok is the latest new it thing, where you got grown folks and kids, they're dancing and watching each other dance. I don't get it personally, but I got no negative energy to bring to it. You know, bless you. Bless you. Do your thing. I've always said it, and I'm going to keep saying it. My TikTok is real life. My YouTube is real life. So there are certain things that I like watching, and I'll go out live and see it. We've talked about it on the show. I've documented it on the show. I'm here for that. Whatever it is that intrigues me, I will go see it live. I'm not gonna hide behind the TV screen. I want to see it. I want to see it live. And I'm good. So the whole social media that everybody was up in arms over Facebook wasn't working. And then they're up in arms because Facebook wants profit. See, they're greedy. They want profit. They're doing things even though it's harming people. I don't know. I've never been hurt. I've never been hurt by the internet. The internet has not hurt me. I mean, but I'm just one of those people. I can't be bullied online, cyberbullying. I would have to care. Like, oh, man, they clowning you on there. Huh? Who? What? Oh, something happened? I'm just not going to go there. Oh, they're clowning me on Twitter? Okay, I'm just not going to log in Twitter. Why am I going to be there? I'm going to be present for it? No. You're going to have to come to my house and clown me. and I'd have to open up the door and let you in, which I am not going to do. So cyberbullying is a concept that I don't understand. I understand it, but it's not something that I don't think is going to affect me anytime soon, because him don't care. And I've got really thick skin, very tan, thick skin. So I get my vitamin D, and that makes me care even less. So, because I don't care, I care. It's a weird phenomenon, right? So, I got the drop on San Diego Councilman Sean Elo Rivera, who's reviewing the true cost of providing many single-family homes with free trash pickup. They're supposed to be, he's looking at laying the groundwork for a possible ballot measure. And so here's what he says. He's confident that residents could be persuaded once they understand the inequities associated with the current system and its effect on other services. So, it's an inequity to pick up the trash. Now, they say it's free, but I don't know. I look at my check, and taxes come up. Now, I was told, and it could be a rumor, could be a negative one, could be a positive one. It's how you will take it. I've heard a rumor that your taxpayer dollars are supposed to support what we do as far as the, like, there's an expectation that, hey, they're going to pick up the trash. Because I thought picking up trash is what you pay for, taxes, rent, whatever. You know, I mean, we all see that there's such a thing as a trash fee. So in that trash fee, that means it's not free. It's paid for, taxes, or just a surcharge. Duh. So I don't even know what homie's talking about. I don't care. And to be confident that people can be persuaded to say, you know what? I should pay more than what I'm already paying for them to pick up the trash. You hear this utter nonsense where people are going to vote against their very own interests. Like, what? They're picking up my trash for free? No, they're not. But they're picking up my trash for free. No, I should be charged something. They should definitely be charging me something. Yes, they should be charging me even more than what they already charged. It should happen. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. Yeah. And see, this is the American phenomenon. Well, I'm gonna say it's probably a worldwide phenomenon, but here in America, it's more egregious because we stand under the illusion that your vote and your opinion matters, and then they ask you to vote for something that's against your own best interests. You don't want, quote unquote, free trash pickup. So even if it was free, I'm supposed to say, nah, free trash pickup, that's some garbage. Why would I want that? I mean, I don't get people who are supposed to hate quality service. I mean, because trash is the bedrock. Picking up of trash is the bedrock of civilization, right? If the trash man don't come, we'd be like New Orleans, where they hadn't had trash removal for weeks, and the neighborhood stink, maggots everywhere. I'm sorry. That's not what's hot in the streets, even though it literally is what's hot in the streets. Literally. Hot garbage. Stinky, funky, nasty. And to say that somebody's like, yeah, we got to do something about this free trash pickup. No. No. So to say that and to expect folks to rock with you, that's a tough one, right? That's a real tough one. So it's sort of like, there's Amazon. They're working on a smart fridge. And I'm like, what's the smart fridge? I mean, it's like having a smartphone. Like my phone was dumb, whatever, but it's basically saying the fridge is going to track your expiration dates, suggest recipes based on the products in your fridge, which means they're spying on you. But that's a whole other thing. And offer an easy way to order more food from Amazon Fresh or Whole Foods grocery stores. So Amazon already done introduced you to the smart microwave. Now they gonna jump into the smart fridge. I'm like, do we need that? Do we need our refrigerators talking to you too? I mean, a lot of y'all already got the snitch in your house. You already got the snitch in your house. Do you need the smart refrigerator too? Is it just gonna have a whole? Is it gonna be the same people, or is it gonna be different? Alexa gonna be in the refrigerator too? Because obviously there's gonna have to be some cam action in your refrigerator. So hopefully you not into like 9.5 weeks. Because if you're into that, then yeah, you're probably gonna go viral. You're gonna go viral from your refrigerator. It's so many ways they trying to get you. So many ways they trying to get you, and here we are. Here we are. Project Pulse. So we have that phenomenon, people who are like, yeah, the mark of the beast. There's what you call that you're gonna get that chip. So a lot of people, once again, they focus it on the vaccine. But we know, I mean, it's not only the vaccine, the chip is in pretty much everything you do. People got their phones with them. People got their smart watches. They got the Fitbits. You have a plethora of devices. You have smart cars, because all your cars have computers. Then you've got your microwave, you got your refrigerator. Everything is smart. Everything is designed to help you, aka spy on you. Society is cammed up. So where can you go where you can't be seen? Where can you go where you can't be seen? That's the true Orwellian society. You know, they talking about 1984. Well, 2021. pretty much everything is mic'd up and ready to go. Now, I'm not necessarily against it, because I like to have those conversations. So, if you've been around me when I've had those conversations with AI, it is always amazing for me. I personally love talking to the social bots in your AI, because regular Alexa just won't even talk to me. It's like, oh, let me set up a social bot, and then I have that social conversation, which always ends awkwardly. And yeah, Alexa is not necessarily a Siri. They're not necessarily happy with me, because I don't understand what you're saying. I know you don't. Why you a scrub? I go there. I have those conversations. I ask, what is a scrub? And they go through, a scrub is when you scrub. And I'm like, no, a scrub is an AI that can't get no love from me. I just go into a full-blown conversation with the AI. It's always amazing for me. I don't know if anybody else does it, but try to talk to your AI and see what happens. It is one of the greatest gifts that you can give yourself. And then it shuts down. So far, I've made the AI shut down 5 times. I feel good inside when I do it too. It's like, you know, I got the wherewithal to make smart devices quit. Like, I ain't even fooling with you. I'm done. You stupid. I'm good with that. Because when the AI can't fool with me, I know that I've done my job correctly. I've done my job correctly. Life is beautiful. And I'm winning. I'm winning. Maybe. I'm like, y'all don't need no smart television. Smart. It's like you got a remote control. I mean, how much smarter does it have to be? How much smarter can it be? I don't need my TV giving me suggestions. My eyes work just fine. They work just fine. On that note, I probably need to go on another break. And I will. So, this is Run the Jewels. Legend has it.
We are the business today. Fuck you, the skinners today. RC&J, we the new PB&J. We drop the tag of the day. We get a tab of the ashes today. Detroit with the matches and ashes away. We dash away. Donna and Dixon, the pistol is laughing away. Doctors of death, killing our patients to breath. We ought to pay you the trust. Fucking it works. Hooking up curses is slurred. Smoking my brain in a mush. I became famous for claiming you fuck. Naming my way through the brush. There was no training or taming of me and my bruh. Live like a man, but I'm animal raw. We are the murderers there. That was the deal, and we murdered the murderers there. Deal with the hell and discover the devil delivered from hurt and despair. Used to have power to push. Now I throw pounds of the push. Holy, I'm burning the bush. Now I give a fuck about none of this shit. You all are over and out of this bitch. Step into the spotlight. Copying of bumpers and counters to done. I'm in a rush to be numb. Dropping a thousand a month. Come from the clouds on a mission to tarnish or down in the dust. Don't make a sound, baby, hush. I am the living quite right on the mic. I'm a slut. I don't know how to not spit like a loud. I'm the time of my kids and your cows. I'm a Mongol and mystical pain. Feeling this treacherous thing. Legends as hell as a spot out of hell. The myth is my mama's a murderous queen. Yo, I can hear like in Godfather 1. You get the gun as I christen my son. If I die today and they tell I should pay, tell the Lord Mikey said, fuck it, it's fun. Every new record, my dick is in a pot. We get a doozy, the rulers a lot. You're getting used to me doing no wrong. I don't play chicken, you prick, I'm a fraud. You wanna kick it, I'll give you the rod. You kiss the wood chipper plate if you fall. I'm fucking magic, in fact, I'm a warlock and toss. I got a unicorn on board.
Stop.
Step into the spotlight. I was in the room with the wrist. I sip a sip of the wind. I soak a dub in the tub. Then I was flip on my wrist. I'll pull a sword in your fist. Trip with a flick of the wrist. Bitchin' ain't giving a miss. Me and my skip away whistling and grin. Every day folding when you only win. Fully your back is a beat and on beat. Sounds like a day at the beat. Bridge. I keep the metal to step on your feet. Before you can speak. We move along the ones you think of me. You think I'm lying, you right to my teeth.
Faculty is getting lit up by fleas. Now, I mean, because we throwing fleas under the bus. We throwing fleas under the bus. When, in actuality, where the school is, it's in East Oakland. It's not a school. Yeah, I used to work there. It's not a school that people really care about, because the people who go to that school, people don't really care about. So, flea infestation, which to me shouldn't even be possible. A flea infestation shouldn't even be possible. You know why? The first time you get bit, hey, we got fleas. So just bomb the classrooms, right? You say, hey, look, we got fleas. We need to take this seriously. Bombs, boom. Kill them, open up, and it's one of those things that you could have just a staff development day on Friday, set off all the bombs, and you do whatever you're going to do online, just with teachers, whatnot, drop the bombs, then have the janitors come in on Sunday, just open up the windows, open up the doors, everything's dead, you vacuum, crisis is over. I'm looking at some simple, like just bombing. That's how you kill bugs. You bomb. And then you clean. The fact that you have a flea infestation in the school, it bothers me on another level. And we blame it on raccoons. And there was no outrage. People are outraged because they have to wear a mask in a pandemic. But you're not outraged when school children are eaten by fleas. No public outrage. I mean, because once again, it's in East Oakland. Nobody cares about the people over there, which what makes it Groundhog Day. And we're blaming raccoons. We're blaming raccoons. It's that raccoon's fault. Raccoons. What he does, he breaks in to every classroom because he's a devious raccoon. And he brings in fleas with him. He's just like, hey, I'll drop y'all off here. Like the raccoon is like the greyhound for fleas. He just drop them off. Hey, you're going to be in room 12. You're going to be in room 18. You're going to be in room 6. That's how we doing it. Y'all just spreading love everywhere. That devious raccoon. Just a dirty, dirty raccoon. But I'm talking about raccoons. I ain't talking about the fact that kids got fleas. Kids got fleas at school. But we want them to learn, maybe. Maybe we want them to learn. Then, something I've been wanting to talk about for a while now. You know, we always talk about, America, the Americas, the new world. Everything over on this side of the world is a new world. But everything over here is dated older than everything over in Europe. So I'm confused. I mean, I'm not confused, but I'm confused how nobody never catches, like we say New World. I mean, and whenever you hear New World, that means there's some racism that's involved. Because New World means it's a place where nobody was, even though, and I swear I keep trying to make this point. And maybe it'll hit some people. Like, hey, there were people already here. Once again, you can't discover a place where there are already people. That means that they discovered it first. They were here. They exist. I know we don't count people who actually live in the place that you show up at for some strange reason. People who are already there don't count. And so we call it the new world, but it's very old. People had cultures. They had traditions, religion, all disregarded because we come from the old world and y'all not civilized. Even though you left the old world because you got kicked out for being uncivilized, but I digress. Point is, new world that we discovered with millions of people there. Whew. Now, one day, I'm going to discover Europe. I'm just going to go over there, and I'm going to claim Europe and say, this is Stinkonia. So I'm going to name it. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard people over there stink a little bit. But it's like that Napoleon writing to Josephine, don't take a bath for a month so you can stink so good, stink on you. Me. Allegedly, I've heard that. I could be wrong. They could not be stinky. They could be smelling oh so good. Maybe. But Racism says places where people's cultures are older than mine are new. Because, shit, y'all got culture? Y'all not over here slaughtering each other? Okay, all right. We got to change that. We got to teach you how to be ignorant. And then we got to devalue you. And then look at you crazy when you want to teach the truth about what I did to you. It's a horrible concept. I mean, that's the whole critical race theory. Just not gonna talk about what we did, because that's un-American. It's not patriotic. It's not a good look. We want to tell the truth. It's literally one of the funniest thing is we just can't tell the truth, because then you're going to know the truth, and it'll be weird between us. I mean, how are we going to talk if you just grow up with the truth? It's the truth shall set you free. Nah, they like, nah. Truth is just, nah, we can't even let that out, son. Ain't gonna let it out. Even though it's out. Everybody know it, but y'all should stop talking about it. It's no good. It's no good. And that's where we're at. We're stuck on, we can't tell the truth because shit is the truth. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue the conversation, you can go to smoothdrama.com, jump in the chat room. We can talk a taste. Other than that, Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.